Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we have had a wonderful time going through the epistle called 1 Thessalonians, written to the church at Thessalonica, which was under duress and persecution. And now, sometime later, he has the opportunity to write to them a second epistle. Of course, it's found in your Bible as 2 Thessalonians. And if you would like to follow along with me, I'm going to get us started simply by looking at the salutation, the opening greeting that Paul gives to the church at Thessalonica. Here's what he says: Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's look at the author is Paul, along with Silas or Silvanus and Timothy. So this is the Apostle Paul writing with the core of his mission team. That's not all his mission team, but it's the core of his mission team. Of course, he has already written once and he has addressed a number of issues. He has sent Timothy up and others to check on them. And now, sometime later, he is now writing them again over some issues facing them. And he's writing to the church. Let's don't miss that for a moment. The Apostle Paul, he knows that every Christian must make a personal commitment to become a Christian, to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But he does not expect Christians to live independently. He expects them to live interdependently with one another in the context of Christ's designed church, the local church. There is the church universal that is made up of all believers everywhere in Jesus Christ. But there is the church local, and here is the church local at Thessalonica. So when Paul wants to talk to Christians, what does he do? He doesn't send out a mass mailing to all the individual Christians. He sends them a letter and he sends it to the church, which is where he expects them to be, so that they're being nurtured and cared for under those whom God has called and gifted as pastors and teachers in the context of a relationship with other believers and the family of God. And that's what a local church is, a family of brothers and sisters with fathers and mothers in the faith, serving Christ as Lord of glory. And he says the church that is what? In God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So the church is that which God the Father has designed and produced. How? Through his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, if God the Father, through his Son, has established his church by the blood of the cross and secured his church in the resurrected Christ, then, in fact, not only is the church in God the Father by being in Christ, but Christ is in them. Now, you might say, Pastor, he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. How come he doesn't refer to the Holy Spirit? Well, that's because he will be referring to the Holy Spirit and his ministry as he gets to verse 3 and beyond. Right now, he is not looking at the ministry of the one who has been poured out upon believers throughout the earth, but he is looking from the heavens, the God and Father of glory, through Jesus Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that the God of glory and grace is being exalted, the first two persons of the Trinity, Father and Son, because of the work of the Holy Spirit throughout the people of God as they are serving him here at Thessalonica. Finally, he says what? Grace to you and peace. So from God our Father, from Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, may you have grace and may you have peace. Grace, that's when God gives us what we don't deserve. Mercy is when God withholds from us what we do deserve. Justice is when we get what we deserve. So God gave to Jesus our justice. He paid for it on the cross. He withheld from us what we deserved. That was mercy. And then he gives us what we don't deserve from Jesus, and that's eternal life. The result, we have peace with God, we have the peace of God, and we have peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you have that peace. And if you don't yet, may I invite you to Jesus, the one who is the Prince of Peace, because of the gospel of peace. You and I, who are all wrong with God and enemies of God, can be right with God and in the family of God. That's a good slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.